Good morning, honorable members, also officials from the PTR, officials from Parliament. We were estimating that this first part of the meeting would be done by 10, quicker than I expected. Now, the arrangement was that we would call the committee secretary of the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development, as well as the Parliamentary Legal Services, to come here at 10. Now, we're trying to make arrangements for them to come, but we're not going to wait. We are going to continue. We'll ask Slopeka to take the minutes for this part of the meeting, so that we have records of this particular meeting. What is happening is that this committee for now is only dealing with one bill. We are unable to take any other bills now that are coming from the NA due to the time period that we are in, because we won't be able to finish them before the 28th, because the last day for NCOP is the 28th of March. So we can't take any new business because we won't be able to finish them before the 28th. So we had agreed that because we don't have that much with regard to this committee in terms of its business, that we give all the Tuesdays that are reserved for the Select Committee on Economic and Business Development to the Select Committee on Trade and International Relations, because it's dealing with lots of bills. We've just adopted the National Credit Amendment Bill. There are also about, I think, three other bills that the committee will be dealing with. So all those Tuesdays now will be for the Select Committee on Trade and International Relations. But we just requested that for 15 minutes. We last week, if you remember, on Tuesday, we were dealing with the negotiating mandates from the provinces. We started about 2 weeks earlier, and then we continued last week. We finished last week with the negotiating mandates, but this morning, all that we're dealing with is the confirmation of the C-list. The C-list, therefore, is made up of those amendments that we, as a committee, we agreed with, that were coming from the provinces. You remember, there were amendments from the Eastern Cape, from there were lots of them from KwaZulu-Natal. We couldn't even finish that week, and we had to continue last week to complete those amendments. There were also amendments from, I think, Mpumalanga, Free State, Limpopo, and so forth and so on. But the list that we have in front of us, the list, the C list, are those amendments that we are agreed with as a committee. So we'd like you then to confirm that these are the amendments that we agreed with last week. So what this is going to happen, once we all agree with these amendments, they will then be sent to the provinces as a C-list together with the D-list. So they will go to the printing service, they call it CREDO. So it will be in a form of a bill that will then be sent to the province, so that then the province give us their final money. So we expect them to deal with the final money on the 19th of March. And once we then agree with the final money, it's on the 19th of March, then on the 28th of March, we'll discuss or consider the final mandate in the plenary of the 28th of March, which will be the last plenary for the NCOP in this fifth term. So I'll request you then, Honourable Members, in front of you that you must have the bill, which is B7B, as well as this C list. The C list is made up of those amendments that were agreed with that were coming from the negotiation money. So in front of you, we must have these two, because this is what we'll be making reference to. For example, I'll request you that on clause 6 of the bill on page 5 of the bill. Just go to page 5 of the bill, line 23. What line 23? I'll read it so that you understand. It says the minister and all MECs and planning authorities must take steps in performing their functions under this act. That is line 23. We all see it on page 5. Yes, on page 5 of the bill. Yeah, of that bill. Go to page 5. Yeah, B7B. It's not there. Page 5. No, I think what they do, maybe legal service could explain this numbering thing. I think they it's not like systematically 1, 2, 3, but then you need to, for you to calculate for yourself. But what it will say, it will just say, let me go to this five. You see, I think it's calculated in terms of five, yeah? Yeah, five. But then for yourself, you see there's a 25. There's 20, yeah? On the side, on the right-hand side. Can you see that? It says, or let's start, it says 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. So then, between 20 and 25, you must look for 23.
Mm-hmm. No, we're having a wrong way. Now we have the correct
one. Oh, you've got the correct one. Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, Martin,
No, it's not
Martin. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you'll then find out that between 20 and 25, then you won't see 23, but then you'll notice that it says 10A. Mm. You see that 10A?
Yeah.
That 10A is 23. And it says the minister and all MECs and planning authorities must take steps. So the amendment that we agreed on, that was coming from the Eastern Cape, is that we must delete that end between the minister and all MECs. Do you see that point? So we agree on that. Also, the Department of Transport also agreed. They accepted. Are we together? Yes. So that was the amendment that we agreed upon. So I think the easiest way also to understand it, you see this document that we were using, the document that is coming from the department, because we send the negotiating money to the department, and then they write what the province is saying, and also they wrote what their response is. And for example, under this particular section we're talking about, the department accepted this correction, that you delete this other end. So we agree with that. Are you with me?
And we remain with the minister
only. What you say, therefore, is that instead of end, you put comma, because you can't have two end. You put comma. So that's what the amendment says.
Agreed.
We agree. And then we go to clause 7. Clause 7 is on page 6. Let's go to page 6, line 48. Won't see 48. Then 48 will be between 45 and 50. Right? So on page 6, line 48, you to omit may and to that Egypt man. Do you see that? So we agree with that, because this is what we agreed when we're accepting these the proposals from the provinces.
So, Chair, for the sake of completeness, the paragraph will then read, must prescribe the process or procedures.
Yes.
Agreed.
Let me just go straight to the one that I was scribbling over now. I'm looking for it. I just want to go to the specific process. There was the one that I was...
No, must issue directives in terms of Section 5, Subsection 6.
It says the minister must, in writing and within a period of not more than 16 days. You see that one?
I'm lost.
You lost. Just go to page 6, ne? Page 6, between line 45 and line 50.
Found it, Chair.
You found it.
Yeah.
It says the minister may, in writing and within a period of not more than 60 days, you replace that, you substitute that may with must.
Agreed.
Okay. We then go to clause 16. 16, that clause is rejected, but now the new clause on the clause 16. Clause 16 is on page 11. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Page is on clause, is on the page 11.
Yeah.
That it says section 24 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by substitution for subsection 1 of the following subsection. So what is happening there is that the Eastern Cape has proposed addition. So I won't read what is in this document, but I'll just go straight to those additions which we all accepted and also the department accepted. If the next page of your document, the C list, you see at the top there's D. It says invite comments and complaints from interested parties.
Sorry, you left clause 16. Are you still on this?
I'm on 15. This is a this is an addition that the department has also accepted and we also accepted.
Okay.
The addition on 15, what is happening is that it ends at if you start section 24, you say one, each provincial regulatory entity marked. Then we've got A, B, C, and then Eastern Cape has proposed that you should add D and B. You see that? But then if you look at your document, the C list, that D and E has been added here. So that D and E will then go to the bill. And that D and E says that invite comments and complaints from interested parties, including general public, and take appropriate action in response thereto. And E, advise the MEC on the treatment of all passengers using public transport, including targeted categories of passengers. Those were not part of the B bill. Now, in the C list, they have been added, and we accepted that as amendments when we're discussing the negotiating mandate. Are we together?
Yes.
So we agree with this?
Yes.
But, okay. Then that takes us to clause 40. Clause 40 is on page 18. On clause 40, if you remember, I think it was talking about this issue of special markings. We said we should delete subsection 2. You remember that was a proposal from KZN, and we agreed to that proposal, and also the department also accepted that. that clause there, subsection 2. You remember that? On page, on clause 40. Okay, let me read it, what is in the bill and what we said we must be deleted. It's on electronic hailing services. Clause 40 says the following section is hereby inserted in the Principal Act after section 66, electronic hailing services. One, in the case of electronic hailing services, A, vehicles are hailed or pre-booked electronically using an e-hailing or technology-enabled application, and B, the registry entity granting an operating license for such service may specify the area of picking up of passengers subject to section 57.5. Two, if the operating license specifies the area as evidenced and researched in subsection 1, we said we must delete that. That was the case that say must delete that section 2, and we agreed on that, right? So we agreed to if you, that's why I'm saying it would have been easier if you had the negotiating money. For example, from KZN was proposing that we should delete that, and we agree in the committee that we are deleting subsection 2. We agree?
Yes.
Or are you still confused?
We agree.
Okay. Now, as a result of that, we don't have subsection 2 anymore now. So, therefore, subsection, the following ones, because we don't have subsection 2 anymore, subsection 3 becomes subsection 2, and subsection 4 becomes subsection 3. Subsection 5 becomes subsection 4, and then subsection 6 on page 19 becomes subsection 5. And then also on page 19, subsection 7, we omit it and substitute with subsection 6, and so forth and so forth. So we agree?
Yes.
Okay. Now on clause 50, page 21, is it? Page 21, clause 50. Clause 50 on page 21, it says section 90 of the Principal Act is hereby amended. I'll just go to the specific one. It says if person provides an e-hailing software application and permits the operator to use that application for a vehicle for which the operator does not hold a valid operating license or permit, or where the operating license or permit for the vehicle has lapsed or been cancelled without disconnecting the e-hailing application and keeping it discontinued until valid operating license has been obtained for the vehicle in contravention of section 66A7. So the amendment that we agreed upon there is that section 66A. The reason is that because you remember now, because we deleted the subsection 2 and then we omitted and substituted. Now that cannot really refer now to 67A7 because 67A7 is now 66A. That's clear.
Sounds like mathematics.
Because of all these things is because we deleted the subsection 2. As a result, then subsection 3 becomes subsection, you know. So therefore, that reference is no longer relevant. Now we must change it to 66A6, not A7. So it's clear. Yeah. I'm taking over the work of the Parliamentary Legal Services because they were supposed to be taking us through. I know it's not your fault that you're coming this time, but did we do it correctly? Oh, thank you. So we agree, therefore, with the CDs, First, let's get a formal move, and the second, Honorable.
Now that I've been long in meetings, unlike Honorable Makwebu, can I move for the adoption chair?
Can we have a second? Chair, I second that, but tell us, it's out of order, Chair.
Okay.
You can tell me something. So, as we have a look at the cities, we'll then go to the provinces, and then we'll expect the final mandate from the provinces, which will deal with them on the 19th of March. So, thank you very much.
Chair, can I just request, because I'm worried when we have the proposal in the second, would it not help in terms of the legal process to ask if there's anybody that's opposed?
Any contrary view?
Unanimous that we should send it to the province.
Yeah. Any contrary view?
Comes natural as long as Mabebu agrees.
Yeah.
No dissension.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
That was kind to the community.
Then we went on to the National Credit and the Alberta. We stopped the credit and we stopped
the credit.
Going back to the
credit. What department do you have to enter all this?
Before you joined us,
hey, waiting for you.
You want you to take the
wall.
Honourable members, can I get your attention again, please? We are becoming our own worst enemy. That we are doing too good. You are doing too good. I mean, work that we sent him for 5 hours, we were able to do in a much shorter period. But also, we want to inform you that if we look at the Z-list and our program, that we would not be meeting Metric Tuesday. Instead, we will be meeting next week, Wednesday, to receive the departmental responses on the copyright amendment bill. Now I can remember my maths teacher when I was doing matric 2 years ago. My maths teacher said to me, when you have free time, use it. Right. So please use next week, Tuesday, for the latest to polish up on both the gambling and the copyright amendment, as well as the performance protection. And then the easier one, which is going to be the foreign service amendment. Right? Look at that, because then we will next week, Wednesday, receive the submissions from the department, engage in that on the copyright amendment and performance protection. They're both section 75s, right? Then we can conclude that next week, Wednesday. Honorable Ntebe's work, please help us here. In terms of my program that I got yesterday in the chairs meeting, our next plenary after tomorrow will only be at the end of March, right?
We are anticipating to have two last ones chaired, one probably on the 6th of March, and then the other one on the 28th, which will be drilling in the main with the DORA approval and all that.
Now, what we don't want to do, honorable members, is to spend our day in our last meeting to deal with the legislation. So I appreciate that. So why I raised that question was that I wanted to formally indicate to you that we will then, in that meeting before the 28th, which will be on the 26th, I will be presenting the reports and the legislation to the House. Right? And I must say that I am deeply grateful for the cooperation that you have provided in ensuring that we go through that in time, particularly for those that we needed mandates from the provinces. We know, I was very anxious when all the provinces had their SOPAs, and I was saying that portfolio committees are not going to meet us mandates in time, but then again we have shown that we are taking our legislative functions very seriously, and we were able to do that to the support staff of the committee as well. We want to thank you sincerely for the cooperation support that you're providing. To DTI, you don't thank the fish for swimming, so we're not going to thank you. That's your job. I think that was the announcement that I just wanted to make to you, that we'll be meeting next week, Wednesday. We'll be meeting Wednesday. So please, members, let us be here, so that we can deal. Sorry. You can start packing in your village already. Okay. Our meeting stands adjourned.
Oh, my God.